Hello and welcome to Orion's very first From the Battlefield to the Boardroom podcast. This podcast is an extension of our Battlefield to the Boardroom blog and is dedicated to supporting military job seekers throughout your transition process by providing valuable insight and guidance from other veterans and business leaders. I'm your host, Megan Ralston, and I'm extremely excited about the launch of this podcast. We're really looking forward to feedback from our listeners, so if you have any questions about this episode or recommendations for the future, please send us an email at podcast@orioninternational.com. Our guest for today's show is Brian Henry. He's a Senior Vice President here at Orion. Brian's a Marine Corps veteran and has extensive recruiting background at this company. Brian, can you tell us a little bit more about your background in both the military and civilian world?
Sure, Megan. So I grew up in Pennsylvania. Went to Penn State University on a ROTC scholarship and was commissioned in the Marine Corps back in 1987 when I graduated Penn State. I spent 11 years in the Marine Corps as an infantry officer, serving most of my time out west in California at Camp Pendleton in Coronado, finishing up my last tour in Hawaii, Kaneohe Bay, where I was a company commander of two companies and then put on major and was the operations officer for an infantry battalion. I was selected for recruiting command orders at that point, and I was at the 11-year mark. I actually, that made me think, you know, am I going to stay in for 20 years or maybe get out and do something different? And so I decided to get out of the Marine Corps, not to go to the recruiting duty. And then as irony would have it, as I transitioned out, I joined Orion in a sales role as an account executive, and I've been in recruiting now for 19 years here at Orion. Based out of our San Diego office, I started out as an account executive, did that for about a year, and then I've been on the recruiting side of the house for us in the last 18 years, both as a recruiter, a manager, and now a senior VP of operations.
That's great. So I'm sure in the time that you've been here, you've seen a lot of new things happening. But I understand now, this year, we've just launched a virtual hiring platform. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Really just, you know, what is virtual interviewing? How does it work? And what are some of the benefits?
Yeah, so it's I definitely have seen a lot. I mean, I go back to, and it wasn't too many years before my time here where they weren't even using computers in Orion, but we've come a long way. And the virtual interviewing platform is a relatively new technology, and we'd been looking at it and realizing we wanted to take advantage of this technology to be able to expand our services to both our clients, the companies that are seeking to hire veterans through us, as well as our candidates. So the virtual platform really offers a lot of capabilities. You have the ability to do on-demand recorded interviews. So we can create positions, come up with a list of questions to be part of those recorded interviews and be able to send them out to candidates potentially so that they can take these interviews on their own time whenever they're able to. And as soon as they record their video answers, we get alerted and we're able to then process that, look at it, review it, evaluate it, share it with our client companies potentially or internally. It provides a great potential for the candidates to be able to do interviews regardless of where they're at, as long as they can have an internet connection and go to this link to do the interview. But it also allows the person evaluating, again, whether that's us internally or whether that's one of our client companies, to be able to evaluate the interview and grade. You know, you can score people. So if you have a 5-question video interview, each question can be graded and evaluated, and then multiple evaluators can share in that process. So the same video recorded one time could be shared with multiple managers. So that they can all review and make a decision that sometimes that process can drag out over quite a period of time, getting everybody's schedules lined up to make it happen. The video piece really allows people to do it anywhere at any time. I can review a interview from my cell phone at night if I want to, or in the office. So that's the on-demand piece of it, where you can do these recorded interviews. We also have the capability of having creating an interview and having a open link that basically allows us to share the URL for that and let candidates potentially click on that link and just provide and then go ahead right into the interview without us inviting them personally. So we can invite people personally. We can also share a link that can be used by anybody. The other aspect of it is the live video piece. So we can arrange and schedule live video interviews between our client companies and our candidates that can cut down a lot of the barriers of travel and geography and get the two people talking directly to each other in a live video interview as opposed to being in person.
So that's really interesting. It sounds like then the options here are more of an on-demand model where they're able to get a list of interview questions that I assume are sent over by the company in advance, or they sent over to Orion and it's then passed on to the candidates so that they're able to prepare and then answer and video themselves as they're answering. Is that how that one works?
Yeah, there's a lot of capabilities and options available to it, but you can, there's a stored bank of questions that you can create an interview with stored questions, or you can create your own questions. The questions can be everything from, it could be a recording, I could ask so I could record myself asking the question, so that the candidate would see a video of someone asking the question, and then they would go ahead and answer it themselves. It could just be text, where you write out the question, they would see that prompt, and then they would go in and answer the question. Additionally, you can do essay questions, multiple choice, there's screen sharing options. So there's really the ability to build the interview however you want to build it, pretty much.
Got it. So with these virtual interviews, you've explained some of the on-demand features and the live videos. We also have the ability to do more of a kind of like what our conference models are, just virtually. So can you talk a little bit about how that works if there are multiple companies involved?
Sure. Yeah, I think as we're beginning to use the technology, then there's a lot of different ways that we can use it. And we can use it to augment our current conferences. The bread and butter and what we've done for years is host our hiring conferences in major cities around the country. We could use this technology to augment those events, potentially for instance, this time of year, a company gets snowed in and can't make it there. We could throw together and quickly set up a live video link to allow those interviews to happen, potentially. Or maybe it's a candidate that just can't get across country, but is a great fit for certain companies, and we might be able to set up some interviews in conjunction with one of our physical conferences. But on top of that, we have the potential of doing specialized video events for a single company or really a virtual hiring conference where we bring in multiple different companies and candidates and treat it a lot like a conference, a physical conference, except obviously everyone would be remote and not have to do any traveling for it. We actually did that recently. We did an event targeting candidates that were open to and interested to the San Francisco Bay Area, a pretty hot part of the job market right now. And so we were able to get a number of companies up in the Bay Area with current hiring needs and schedule a number of live video interviews to be the first step in the interviewing process. Typically then companies will, those candidates that they do well connect with, they're going to invite and fly them in on site for the final steps of the interviewing. And I expect us to be,
that's great. And there's,
I think we may have made the first placement as a direct result of that actually just occurred today.
That's great. And there's really a lot of potential with this platform. Even I know we've talked before about doing a virtual base visit because we do have recruiters on base 90 times a year. And so it would be nice to be able to do that virtually. And then you get more participation that way too. So is that something that we've done, or how do you see that working in the future?
Yeah, so we're definitely going to tap into this, use this to help us with our outreach to the bases. And the way I envision us using the technology for the virtual base visit, we've already created positions that have an open on-demand link that we can share and push out to the military population. We can share it with TAP centers and they can help distribute it out to those people that are transitioning and might be a good fit for our services, so that they could do a quick introduction video, intro video on their own time. They click on the link, they would get be able to go into the interview, and basically we have it set up where they can just tell us about themselves, you know, who they are, where they're from, what their background is, and then answer an essay question that helps tell us when they're getting out and any of their search preferences. So that's going to allow, you know, we can tie that into our marketing, we can help the bases get it out to the people that need it, and they can do a quick intro, and when they complete that interview, recorded interview, one of our recruiters that's assigned to that base will get alerted that there's an interview to evaluate, and that'll be a great way for us to kind of get introduced to a candidate for the first time. And then, of course, the recruiter will be able to follow up, give that candidate a call, you know, get in contact with them, and then start walking them through our process. So we're going to use it for that as just a constant means of candidates being able to do a quick introduction if they're not already talking to us. But then the second way we can use it is to actually schedule. Typically, when we go to a base visit, we're going to set up one-on-one meetings with people that we've already been talking to. So we can schedule live video sessions to do those one-on-ones, which we otherwise would have, you know, our recruiters would have traveled out to the bases back and forth, and the time and expense, but also allow the candidates to be able to do it from wherever they are. They could do it from their house. And we'll be able to do, basically set up more of these virtual base visits, I think, than we would have when we had to travel out there. So a little bit more consistent basis, and allow us to get kind of that face-to-face interaction with candidates on the base that, you know, they've got a lot of questions about the transition. Our goal is to be able to get that conversation going, help answer their questions, let them understand all about Orion Services, and help, you know, confirm that we're, you know, a good fit for them and a good resource for them, and help them get prepared for that transition.
Right, and I mean, just really to be more accessible, because we are visiting bases multiple times a month, but you can't meet everyone while you're there. So I think having this as a resource to be able to start that interview prep and resume preparation and everything as early as we can, I think that'll be a great tool for that. So, I mean, I think we've touched on some of the benefits just on what this platform can provide, just the flexibility, but can you tell me what you think you've seen as being a benefit to not only candidates, but also to the companies that are participating?
Yeah, from the company's perspective, one of the big benefits, I think, is it can really help standardize the interviewing process. It's interesting, you know, a lot of times hiring managers, you know, they don't interview for a living. You know, they're out there running the operations and driving the business, but interviewing is a piece of what they have to do. And the system allows you to kind of set up a set, you know, organized group of questions in advance. And so from a company's perspective, you can have a set process that every applicant is going to go through. You know, we're going to use this internally for any hiring needs that we have when we're looking to hire recruiters or account executives or assistants to join our company. And we can map out and have a set series of questions, use the on-demand piece to allow someone to be able to do that as a first step where they can be evaluated. Like I said, standardizing that process, the ease of collaboration. For instance, when we first got the platform, we were just starting to use it, we had a hiring need in San Diego, and one of my managers was getting ready to hire a recruiter. He did a live video interview with the person who was back in Virginia, doing a live video interview out in San Diego. And he did that interview. That interview, that live interview, was recorded. And so at the end of that interview, that manager was able to share and assign me as an evaluator, so I could actually go in and review that 45-minute live interview. And that, as if I was sitting there with the candidate myself, I really saw enough to know, you know, with the resume and then seeing the interview, that this is a candidate, you know, that I would definitely give a recommendation to say, yeah, let's move forward. So it streamlines things significantly, and allows you to share that candidate with anybody who else needs to see and weigh in on that candidate. Obviously, it can cut down on time as well. You can watch when the process of doing an interview in person with someone, you know, even from the company's perspective, you know, you're probably going to eat up a lot more time than you would necessarily if you're reviewing a video interview, because you might see enough in an answer and not have to watch the entire thing. You know, you might get to see enough to be able to make decisions, move on to the next question, and really get through it in a lot quicker process. In fact, that's one of the selling points of that HireVue is the platform that we're using, is that they can really help you do a lot more interviews in a day than you would by normal means.
Yeah, with interviews, I mean, I think we all know the importance of a first impression. So if you make that impression over video, I think it really is time effective for both the manager and for the candidate being interviewed. I think it definitely saves a lot of time on both ends. So I think that's a really good point. And then just with geographic restraints, like we kind of talked about, if a candidate wants to be in a certain region and maybe that's not where they're located, it definitely cuts down on the cost for them. So I think those would be all great benefits for it. But I want to talk about some of the challenges. So it seems like there's so many benefits to it. What would be some of the drawbacks?
Yeah, let me just touch before we move on to the challenges on another, you know, one of the benefits, and particularly with the military population. I mean, you've got candidates who are, you know, they might be in one part of the country, say they're at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, but they're from the West Coast and want to get to the West Coast. So that's so common in the military, where this can help close some of those gaps geographically, potentially. And then the other thing, sometimes companies, you know, they're trying to make a decision of whether they want to pay the cost of flying someone in. And sometimes that not seeing a candidate can be a an obstacle along the way. And this, and the video option can allow someone to streamline that much quicker to get to where they really feel confident that this is the right person and they're ready to make that commitment and fly them in, you know, potentially without having them in person for any other interview. So I think it does open up the doors significantly to the candidate geographies. But for the challenges, you know, there are a couple challenges. Technology, you know, if someone is, you know, you have to make sure that the links are going to work, that they're in and around a good network situation. So, you know, if a candidate is like a coffee, you know, Starbucks or something like that, and that network is being clobbered by a lot of users, you know, maybe you're not going to have the right sound quality. From what I've experienced so far, the quality is fantastic. Ideally, you're around, you know, a good high-speed internet connection, but it works from your phone. It works across all different platforms, desktop and phone. So you got to make sure that both sides have the technology and that they're comfortable with it. You know, not all the managers are millennials that maybe are quite as you know, comfortable with interviewing, you know, via a smartphone or a tablet or something like that. So we have to make sure that both the candidate is comfortable with doing it and the company is as well. The other challenge I would say is from our perspective as a recruiter is it takes a lot less commitment from both the company and the candidate potentially to do these interviews. You're not really investing as much time potentially as it would if you had to drive, you know, an hour to an interview or physically come to an event possibly. So, you know, it could create the ease of it could create a little bit less commitment. And, you know, as recruiters, our job and service to the clients that we support on the company side is to try to put in front of them the right candidates who are properly briefed and vetted and truly interested in the opportunity so that you can streamline that. So I think it'll just take a little bit more focus on making sure that we've got the right, you know, the companies are committed to the process and are really interested in hiring, and the candidates are truly committed and ready to interview seriously for a position.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And full disclosure, Brian, I am a millennial, so I think we can speak to the technology challenges sometimes. So we can admit that we struggled a little bit with technology on our first podcast. So
that's right.
Definitely technology I can see being a struggle for the candidates and hiring managers. So I think that would be a big challenge, easy to overcome, but definitely is still there.
Yeah, I think, and the one other challenge that I've seen, because the neat thing for us is we can actually see some of these interviews, you know, because if they're, you have the option of not recording a live interview, but unless you select it, it's going to be recorded. So you can see how people are interacting in there. And sometimes there's an awkwardness, you know, they don't know where to look. They keep looking around. It's just, it's a little bit different. So I think that part, I think people will become comfortable with it. I don't see it as a big obstacle, but it's something to think about. One of the nice things I know with HireVue, when a candidate is going to do one of these recorded interviews, they're offered the opportunity to do a practice interview. So before they actually go into the recorded session, it allows them to do a little practice one. So they can basically, accept the practice interview. They'll get asked a question, go ahead and record their answer. And when they're done, they'll see it played back and they can kind of see what it looks like on the other side before they go forward and do the interview. We're able to set up the interview and establish the parameters, but oftentimes we can allow for multiple retakes. You know, so if someone isn't happy with their answer, they could just hit retake and do it again before they select the final one. You can choose to have unlimited retakes, or the person setting up the interview can actually dictate. You know, maybe it's just one retry or two retry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think the length, if it's a pre-recorded interview, what do you think the length would typically be on that, really just how many questions? Because I guess the length would depend on how in-depth you were to get with the answers, but is it usually just a few questions, or how many questions do we normally have?
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of experience with that yet, really, have a lot of data on that. My gut says, keep it brief. I don't think you want someone spending an hour long recorded interview session. To me, you would try to set up a couple key questions that help you identify, learn more about the candidate, why they're a good potential fit for this particular job and or your company, their interest level. So a couple key questions that help you screen them into the process and move a little quicker through it because you've already seen them. And seeing how they present themselves as well, as opposed to just looking at a piece of paper and a resume.
Right, that makes sense for sure. So now that we've talked about a lot of the benefits and even challenges, it seems like the benefits definitely outweigh the challenges. But, still we do have these conferences that you mentioned earlier, and we're still going to be, going to these major metros and still putting on the traditional hiring conference. So, how do you think this virtual interviewing will affect the traditional hiring conferences that we host?
That's a great question. I really think I see virtual interviewing, being a great tool to augment what we already do. But I believe that the value of the in-person hiring conference, it can't be replaced entirely by this technology. And so my advice, having gone through the process myself through the transition and then worked with so many candidates over the years, that in-person conference event is valuable. And it's many people come into our conferences and actually get a job as a direct result of an interview that takes place during that event, but which obviously is a great benefit. But beyond that, coming into the event, so many candidates come in maybe unsure exactly of all the different types of opportunities that are out there. And so the conference can oftentimes serve early in the process. So we try to start working with candidates, once they come into about 90 days before they can start a new job. So ideally a candidate would come into a physical conference, have that experience, get exposed to a variety of different opportunities, that see what's out there, hone their interview skills. If they haven't interviewed at all yet, they come into that interview, that physical conference, we're going to do interview prep with them before they get there. We're going to do an interview prep session there, and they're going to get real live interviews and get some experience under their belt and hone their skills. So, and then on top of that, the personal interaction that they have with the Orion team, so the recruiters that are working with them that, maybe they met them on base, they've talked to them on the phone, but now they get a chance to actually interact with them in person. And even more importantly, they're interacting with all of the account executives. They're the people on the Orion team that represent the companies. And so, I know when I was an account executive and I was at a conference, I would, getting to know the candidates helped me. If they weren't going to get a job as a direct result of that conference, I knew the candidates personally. Now I could go represent them to other companies that weren't there because I know the candidate more than I did, if I only saw them on a piece of paper. So there's just a ton of benefits that come from the physical conference, and my advice would be to, as if I were a candidate transitioning, I'd go to one early. Now, once I've gone through and done some interviews already, I got some under my belt, and I've got a pretty good focus on what I think I want to do, then I might be ready, you know, in a virtual setting to really put my best foot forward, sell myself as being a great fit for a particular job, and be able to take advantage of the virtual events as well. So I can see I know our plan is we will do some virtual only events where, you know, everything is going to be virtual. And that way we don't get into a situation where we've got an either or option out there. If candidates and clients are both given the option to either come in person or come virtually, that in-person thing could fall apart a bit, right? Because, you know, the companies, if they travel in, they want to see the candidates in person, and vice versa. If the candidates make the travel in, they don't want to do all virtual interviews from inside a conference. They could have stayed home for that. So I think we will use it selectively to augment the physical conferences. And then we'll set up some specific virtual only events where we provide the opportunity to engage in. And oftentimes the candidates that are going to be invited and probably brought into those virtual events are ones who've already got some experience interviewing maybe at a physical conference.
Right. That sounds great. So it sounds like the key takeaway is, you know, with all of the benefits and flexibility of a virtual conference, there's a lot of value there. We do recommend the relationship building aspect of the conference, and so the traditional conference will always be something that we would recommend unless you've got several interviews under your belt and you're pretty confident in your interviewing skills. But either way, it's great to have the option of doing both. So yeah. I know I'm excited about the new platform, and I know you are as well.
Yeah, I would give, you know, another example of the value of the in-person. We do our Distinguished Candidate Conferences. Our first one's coming up in Dallas in March. And in that setting, and in fact, many of our other conferences have started doing this where we do mixers at night. So in a normal conference, one of these conferences, the candidates will come in, they'll get some interview training, they'll get briefings on the companies. So on the Distinguished Candidate Conferences, the company reps that are there representing the company that are going to be interviewing, oftentimes that's hiring managers and sometimes executives, are there, and they're in front of the candidates giving presentations about their opportunity. So the candidates get a chance to interact with them firsthand there in a live presentation. Then that night there's a mixer. And so, you know, while you might be limited to interviewing with, you know, maybe four or five, six companies in one day physically, that mixer really opens the door. Candidates are able to interact with all the companies that are there potentially, you know, and we see time and time again where companies are able, or candidates take advantage of that mixer opportunity, make connections with companies that they weren't able to interview with. Maybe, the company didn't have an opening in the location that was a fit for the candidate, but they still were able to connect and talk with them in the mixer. Couple weeks later, an opening pops up in their location, and they've already made the connection, and the company follows up with them. So, you know, that's the aspect that won't happen in a virtual event that would go. Mm-hmm. So,
makes sense, yeah. And we've seen people get offers out of a mixer, so that's definitely that relationship building that you'd mentioned before. That's so important with the traditional hiring conference model.
Yes.
Got it. Well, I think that's all really good information, Brian. I know we had the virtual conference last week. So do we have another one on the schedule yet?
We don't have any specific ones on the schedule. We're already using it with some of our clients to set up individual events. We have not scheduled another standalone virtual event, but I expect, our team is learning how to use it, you know, in each of our five offices, and we will start putting some on the calendar this year for sure. I'm sure we'll have a big national standalone virtual event, but we'll also have some regional events, maybe to help cover some of the territories that we don't get out to and for a physical conference. We could do metro area focused events and draw in, you know, companies in that metro area, but introduce them to candidates all around the country and honestly the world, really. We can tap into candidates overseas, give them a platform to be able to start talking to companies before they transition and come back stateside.
Yeah, that's great. So I'm sure we'll share any updates and potential interview dates as they come, but at least we know that this is an option now. I think it definitely opens up whom we're able to work with, like you said. So anything else, Brian, that you want to say about the virtual conferences before signing off?
No, I think we've covered it all. I think it's a great opportunity, and as we market it out, I mean, advice to the candidates, if they're not already talking to, the first steps, talk to a recruiter. Let the recruiter will figure out what your background is, what your time frame is, what you want to do, talk to you about the opportunities that are out there that might be a good fit for you, and begin this process, and then either invite you to the conference and or the virtual events as we have them, as well as match you up with individual opportunities. So, the key thing is building that relationship with that recruiter so they know you, know your background, know what you're looking for, and can help make those matches and get you in front of the right companies at the right time.
Sounds good. Well, thank you to everyone who joined us today. If you are interested in attending a virtual conference or learning more about virtual interviews, or if you have any questions or recommendations for the podcast, like I said at the beginning of the show, just send us an email to podcast@orioninternational.com, and we will get back with you.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Brian.